Welcome to Nerdy Thursday. Damn, my finger hurts from holding that for so long. Stupid cars.
The world was big and cruel, and cold and gray and sad. But Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad. Because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds. And they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man, I hope you be.
Welcome everybody
friend.
To Nerdy Thursday. We two hosts, Sean and Mitch, and we're just a couple of guys who like beer, games, and nerd culture in general. My name is Sean, and boy do I have a fun story to start out with. But first, with me, as always, is Mitch. What's up?
Oh, not a whole lot. My story is not as cool as yours, but today I bought a DVD of Rocko's Modern Life and got 14 episodes for $5.
You sent that to me in a Snapchat, and I think that's probably one of a handful of times that I've sent you a video back because I was so jealous and I was just like, oh my god.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Where'd you get it, at Walmart?
Yes, sir.
Damn.
I gotta stop by in the next couple of days, so I'll bring it with me.
Yes. I don't know why you're stopping by. Oh, yes I do. Cool.
God, you're dumb.
Oh man.
All right, cool. Funny. Now that I've bored everybody, please.
Rocko's Modern Life is fucking awesome, and we should binge watch all 14 episodes and then do a show about it.
I already have.
Watched them all?
Not the last part.
Holy shit. Well, you can watch them again.
I didn't do that. I only watched half of them.
That's still impressive. Guys, I just got back from Florida. As you heard in our last Oops cast, which was the Would You Rather, and if you haven't listened to that, I recommend you go back just 1 week and listen to that episode because I thought it was hilarious. It was way out of the norm, didn't even have a theme, didn't even have us opening beers because it was, again, an Oops cast because I lost the episode that was supposed to come out. But it's hilarious, it's a lot of fun, let us know what you think. But this week, we're back to the grind. So, I was in Florida for my sister's wedding, and that was a lot of fun. It was a wedding on the beach, beautiful sights, sun was out every day, a lot to drink, a lot of family time, but
oh my god, who cares? Get to the good stuff.
You gotta build the suspense, man. You gotta build it. I got to finally do what I wanted to really do while I was in Florida, and I didn't even know if I was even going to be able to, because as of Monday at like 11 in the morning, my mom was stuck with my niece and nephew. She's got a 2-seat sports car. She wasn't going to be able to bring me to, you know, the rental car place. And, you know, I was finally able to get a hold of my grandma who would, she came, picked me up, drove me like half hour to this rental place. The reason why I got one that far away, it was $23 for a day and a half rental. How crazy is that?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So I got this rental, and I'm sitting there over in the Gulf of Mexico. I'm like, I gotta take a trip. I gotta go do something fun. So I drove across the state to Orlando and went to motherfucking Universal Studios and went to Harry Potter World.
Uh-huh, cool.
Mitch, do you have any idea how expensive Universal Studios is?
I haven't been since I was 8 years old, and my dad paid for it, so no. Did you pay for both parks?
I did.
Did you get to ride the train?
I did. The thing about Harry Potter World is that it's split between both parks.
Oh, I know.
So if you're only going to do one of them, you have to, like, figure out, you know, you have to ask other people which one's better, which one, you know, which one's more worth it.
If now, you only I didn't do get one, to, you're a moron.
I know. Well, I didn't get to the park until about 1:30 or 2, and I still hadn't decided what I was going to do. And I had messaged a couple people that I knew that had gone and asked, but none of them got back to me, and, like, time was running down, and I just made the decision I'm getting both parks. Because it's only, it was only like $55 more to do both parks.
Yeah, that's now, the price of both of them.
Yeah, you say $55, oh man, that's like the price of a park. No, that's just the small add-on fee. The price of one park's like $120.
Yeah, buddy.
Holy shit. All said and done, I spent like $200 just getting to the ticket counter, because you got to pay $20 to park.
Yep.
Fucking insane.
They
fucking
got insane. You. They got you good.
But once I got past the massive money grab and how much fucking money it costs to go to Universal Studios, it was worth every fucking every penny. So I'm sitting there. I actually planned this strategically. I went on a Monday because that's like not a lot of people go to a theme park on a Monday. And I was going alone. So first thing the guy asks is, hey, did you want a pass? Because our park's only open for another 4.5 hours. Because I was at Island of Adventure, which closes at 6. And I'm like, no, I'm good. He's like, you sure? I'm like, yep, I'm good. Being a single rider, my favorite phrase of that entire day was, single rider, go with them. I never had to wait more than 5 minutes to get on any ride the entire day.
Yeah, I don't know why people don't do that all the time.
Right? I was getting in lines with groups of people that were just going into single rider. They didn't give a shit if they rode together. Fuck it. Like, they're literally getting on the ride in less than 10 minutes while everyone else was waiting 40, 45.
Yeah, that's insane. Stupid.
Yeah. So, first ride I went on was the... What was it? It was the Incredible Hulk. Dude, that roller coaster is insane. Now, I had been up, like, you know, quite a while the night before drinking some wine.
You vomited.
No, I didn't vomit.
Dang.
I didn't vomit. But I got next to no sleep. And this ride, it starts you off, you're facing like upwards and it goes whoosh. It doesn't like click, 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 click up you up to the top. Like it starts at 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, because you're doing the magnet propelled thing.
It's fucking bonkers, dude. My head was throbbing by the time I got off of that roller coaster. But it was so worth it.
Was it because of the speed and just being on a roller coaster? Or was it like the mind eraser at Six Flags because your head just bounces back and forth off them pads the whole time?
It definitely was not the mind eraser problem. This was just because I hadn't been on a roller coaster in a while. I was dehydrated. I drank a lot the night before and it all just fucking hit me all at once.
Nice.
But after that, you know, everything was fine. The great thing, I guess also the good and the bad thing about Universal Studios is that it seems like 70% of every attraction there is, it's like a motion simulator, kind of. Like, it's an interactive ride, so like, Spider-Man, you're in this little cart that brings you around, and you wear these glasses, and, you know, you watch these videos while yeah. you're on this track that kind of interacts with what you're doing and it brings you around. It's not a roller coaster, but it's like a kid's roller coaster if you had a movie that interacted with what you're doing. Uh-huh. So I got to ride a couple of those before I went on anything else that was crazy. But that led me to the first Harry Potter world, which was Hogsmeade, and it had Hogwarts and it had like a little village and shit like that. Dude, I spent, like, literally 2.5-3 hours just walking around, riding rides after rides. Like, the Hogwarts ride, I rode, like, 4 times in a row because I didn't have to wait. Like, I just got off, went right around, walked through the castle, which was awesome in itself, got on the ride, which brings you through the castle. Shit, dude, it was so awesome. And then you get out of there, and they've got the Dueling Dragons, which had zero weight. So I got to ride both dragons, like one right after the other, and those were a lot of fun. But what I was really astonished at Harry Potter World was literally the attach rate to the amount of people in Harry Potter World, coupled with the amount of people that had the wands that you can get there. Like, 90% of the people that were there bought wands because you can go to storefronts and like do magical gestures and have stuff happen in there because it like reacts to something in the wand or whatever. And it was really cool. Like, that was really awesome. I didn't get a wand because I don't need that kind of prop, but it was really cool. I know, but I already spent $200 to get in this park. I knew I was getting butterbeer. I knew I was getting a magnet, and I think I got something else. I got postcards. I didn't need to spend more money. Like, those three items right there was $30.
You know what you need to do?
What's
Since
that?
You talked about wands that actually do stuff, you gotta go to Magic Quest.
Oh. What's Magic Quest?
It's basically a giant castle, like on the outside, so it kind of looks like medieval times. But yep. Then you go inside, and there's a forest, a dungeon, the castle, and another section. And then you walk around, and you have to solve riddles.
That's fucking awesome.
But where you solve that? It by pointing your wand to the answer.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was in Myrtle Beach.
Damn, I was really wishing that you were going to say that it was someplace around here.
No, we don't have cool stuff like that.
Oh, man. Dude, that sounds really awesome. And what is that, like 16 hours away? That's not too bad.
Yeah, but it's dirty and gross, and I don't like it.
Yeah, the Carolinas in general are kind of dirty and gross. Sorry if anybody who's listening is from the Carolinas, but your states are kind of gross.
You've been to the wrong parts.
Me?
Yeah.
I guess so.
So you've been on it for about 8 minutes, so what else you got to tell me about Harry Potter World?
That was the first section. That was the part that was over at Islands of Adventure. So, I walked around, like, those were the main parts there. And then you have the train, which was really cool. At about 5:30, I got in line for that because the park, that side of the park closes at 6. And so I went over there and I took the train to the other section. Now you get in this train and the windows of the train carts, like, they're screens. So it makes it look like you're going through, you know, you're going over the bridge, you're going through the woods and stuff like that. That was pretty cool. And the doors, they're like frosted glass, but I think those had screens in them too, but you couldn't tell. That cast shadows of like people walking by. So like Hermione and Ron and Harry would walk by and they'd be talking and stuff like that. Like, that was pretty cool. It was worth the wait. I think that's the longest I waited all day for anything. And that was like 25 minutes to get on there.
Nice.
So once I got to the other side, I checked out pretty much everything else that there was before going to Harry Potter, the other side of Harry Potter World, which was Diagon Alley. Mainly because I know that there's a dragon in Diagon Alley that breathes fire, and I really wanted to see it at night, so there's no point in going there early. So I checked everything else out and did a lot of the motion simulator rides and went to the 4D Shrek movie, which was the worst part of going to Universal Studios. If you go there, don't go to the Shrek thing. It's not worth anything. Like, a 5-year-old probably wouldn't be entertained by
that. Do they still got King Kong?
At Islands of Adventure?
No, the other one.
No.
That's bullshit.
They have a new King Kong ride at Islands of Adventure, which is based on like the new movie. I didn't go on that just because that was literally the only ride that I saw that had like a 50-minute wait time, and I wasn't wasting my time. I don't care. I went on Jurassic Park, which was pretty awesome. You could definitely tell that that was built in like the 90s, because it was a fun ride, but it was like, like, it's like riding Pirates of the Caribbean and just the bad animatronics, you know?
Yeah.
So once I got done with all that, the sun was setting and I'm like, I gotta go find Diagon Alley. I went in that and that was fucking awesome. There was Celeste and her band was playing, which was really cool. And it had the Weasley shop and a ton of other shops, so you could go and you could go into this wand shop. It was just literally just boxes upon boxes upon boxes of wands, just like in the movie. And there was Escape from Gringotts, which was a lot of fun. That was a great coaster, because that's like one of those ones that has like movies and stuff coming up, but it actually, you know, there was dips and the coaster got going really fast, and it was just in general a lot of fun. But I think that's really the only attraction that was there. It was just like a lot of shops and stuff like that. And the dragon, I got a really cool picture of me cheersing the dragon as he was blowing fire. That might be up on the Instagram soon, so check back on that, guys. If you want to follow us on that while you're listening, just go to nerdy_Thursday and you can find a couple of posts from my trip. So, but other than that, I ended up leaving there about 8:30 to try to beat traffic on the way out. And dude, it was, you know, looking back, I don't regret at all spending $200 to get in there.
Nice.
So If you guys ever have the opportunity to go to Universal Studios and that price point is kind of, you know, it's got you on your toes and you're deciding whether or not to go. If you're a big Harry Potter fan, dude, I felt at home. Pittsfield, Massachusetts is lucky I even returned.
Oh, we certainly are.
Oh, I'm sensing some sarcasm.
Oh, of course. One thing I really like that you brought back with you is this new tan you got on your upper lip.
Oh, thanks. That's I haven't shaved yet today. So that's my disgusting mustache that's coming in.
Dude, there's so much space.
Between the right and left side, like, yeah. Right on my nose. Yeah.
We need to take a picture of that.
It's pretty bad. It's literally my pointer finger. I can put it between and connect the dots.
We need to take a picture of that to be the background of the logo.
No, I don't think so. Did you already screenshot it?
Oh, duh.
Fucking fuck.
Why Whatever. Wouldn't I?
Whatever. Do you have a question to kind of start off the show?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
And since we're going to be talking about...
Also, real quick, sorry, Steve and Michael, for the last 10 minutes.
Another game show. I thought I'd ask you one that involved a television.
Okay.
What TV channel doesn't exist that should? I'll give you a second as I say mine.
Oh, okay.
Because it took me a long time to think of it.
We're going to have a multiple choice.
Oh, no. This is open-ended. It's an essay question.
Sure.
I think that a TV channel should be, you'd be able to pick traffic cams from around the country just so you can watch accidents and people driving like morons.
That's amazing.
I think it'd be a good channel.
That actually, so I had one in mind when you started talking, but that made me think of another one. So I'm going to give you two.
Oh, sweet.
My original one was going to be, I would love a TV channel that basically just features someone new, like it's Twitch, but on TV. So if you tune into this channel, every half an hour, it switches to a different Twitch streamer, and you can get introduced to new games, new streamers, stuff like that. And I think that could help the community grow. But as you talk about that, I would love to be able to watch casino footage and watch people get real drunk and make real bad life calls. I think that would be a lot of fun.
You know what's really fun is you just reminded me of the intro story I should have used.
Which is
my birthday was, you know, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude, you went on your trip.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know how I didn't think of that.
Shit.
So anyway, okay. I celebrated last weekend by going down to the casino. First thing in the morning, but it takes a while to get there. So we get there, pick out a machine.
Okay.
I put in $20, stay around 25, get up to $30, eat through it, put in $20, eat through that in a heartbeat, put in $20, eat through that in a heartbeat, put in $20, it kind of messes with me. I get down to like my second to last spin, win 9 free games. So I'd already put $80 into the machine, right?
Yeah.
Won $180.
Holy shit.
Played it down to 160, doubled my money, printed it out, walked away.
You doubled your money from the 160?
No.
Or the $80?
The 160 was doubling it.
Gotcha. Fuck yeah, dude.
So I took that and I walked away. And I'm not leaving the casino without playing roulette.
Yeah. Of course.
So I do that, and I put $40 on the table.
We have a fun story about roulette that I'd love to tell on this show sometime. Remember that time that we went and watched the WWE pay-per-view the night after?
Oh, God, yeah.
And I played roulette for like 9 hours straight.
Well, you had a pretty good strategy working.
Yeah, I did.
But you got
Anyways, back to your story.
So, get up to the roulette table. I put my $40 down. $10, spread it out. $10 played on the outside.
Yep.
So I get a little bit back. Play again on the inside. Playing $2 on each number I pick.
Yep.
So I get down to my last $10.
Aren't those 36 odds?
1 in 35.
Oh, 35. Okay.
So, I think.
It's something like that.
Yeah, whatever.
It's in the 30s. Yeah.
Anyway, I put $5 down on two numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Bam, one comes in. $175.
Holy shit, dude. That's insane.
So I play a couple hands more. Bam, another number hits for $5. Another $175.
Where was this when we went back in August?
She,
Jesus.
Lady runs out of the, like, dollar coins I'm playing with and has to give me 25s. So I put those in my pocket.
Oh, I thought you were about to say you put down a 25 and fucking one.
I still got stacks of chips.
Shit.
So I play a few more. Walked away from the table with $275, but then I had to break one of my 25s to give her a tip for helping me win so much, so.
Fuck yeah, man. Congratulations.
It was pretty that sweet.
I do enjoy me a good casino story.
But then we left there and went to the coolest, best buffet I've ever been to.
Yeah.
That had lobsters.
Tell me about that real quick.
Crab legs, prime rib, filet mignon, a raw oyster bar.
Damn. How much was that buffet?
$96. It
worth
included
every
tip.
Penny, I imagine.
What?
Worth every penny, I imagine.
Oh, it was, and I made sure I got my $100 worth.
Did you say including the tip?
Yeah, it includes tip.
What?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Yeah, if I'm sitting here, like, contemplating spending $200 to go to Harry Potter World, the thing is I would not even hesitate to spend $96 on an all-you-can-eat buffet that includes all of that shit.
Yeah, plus, we got there, you know, it's an hour wait. We got there before they even opened. It was an hour wait.
Damn.
But they opened a little bit early for bus tours.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the bus tour started at 2, and then they opened to the public at 3 because they were already making food.
Yeah.
So you get a 2-hour time block, and they kick you out after that. So all the bus tours were ending at 4. So when we got there at 3, they're like, it's an hour wait.
Yeah.
So we said, okay. So we got a drink, and this wasn't a pint glass, but it had to be 12 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 3/4 of the way full of booze. And he just topped it off with a little bit of juice.
God damn.
For $7.
Well, they treat you right.
Yeah.
That makes me think of Louisville.
Plus, you know what we did?
With our bartender.
And then you can just walk around outside, hang out. They got a volleyball court for while you're waiting. There's animals to look at, a giant pond, a giant lake in the back.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'm going back in July or August for sure.
Let me know, because I'll go.
Yeah, I'm going to convince my mom to go too, so she'll pay.
Right on.
So, those are our TV shows. We got one more thing before we get into... Oh, wait. Oh, no, I said what I wanted to say.
Okay. Nice. Good catch. Now, real quick, before we get to our actual topic, Mitch, I want to know, what are you drinking today?
What am I drinking today? You like riddles, right?
Yeah.
What's black and white and red all over?
A penguin reading a newspaper.
No, kind of. It's just the Sunday paper. It's an Imperial Stout with coffee by the Exhibit A Brewing Company in Framingham.
Nice.
So another...
That sounds good.
Another crafty local beer.
Yeah. What's the percentage on that?
9.9.
Ooh!
Damn, yeah, buddy.
That's a strong stout, man. How do those come? Are they coming in pints? Pint and a half?
Oh, it's a 16-ouncer.
Nice.
So it'll be
very
pretty...
Cool.
I'll be feeling pretty good here in a little bit.
Nice.
And they use Barrington... coffee in it.
Oh, sweet. Does it name the kind of coffee? Because I use them at work.
Las Camelias.
Oh my god. That's my medium roast at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More of a dark
roast.
It's
really, really, really good. It's actually that right there. You should they discontinued that brew or that roast.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
I am drinking a Drayman's Porter. Coming out of Berkshire Brewing Company, which is another local brewery and it's a pint 6 ounces, and it's looking at 6.3%.
Nice. So
we're both drinking on the darker end.
Aren't all BBCs in bottles though?
I think you can get cans now.
Yeah, Steel Rail. So was that what you opened at the beginning of the show, pal?
Oh, that's a PBR that I opened just for the sound effect. You cocksucker. Oh, I didn't see that coming until you started not at talking. All. I mean, like, you motherfucker. I know where you're going right now.
You shouldn't have put it in my mind.
Whatever. I'm for sure going to be drinking that once I'm done with this.
Nice.
But yeah, I've got a while to go. This is a great beer. Guys, if you're into porters, I would recommend this. Check out your local package store. Like, your good package store that will have, like, a bunch of craft beer from all over the country.
Also, talking about beer from all over the country, I can't wait for something we have coming up soon. We might have to do a special episode that releases Monday or Tuesday. Actually, you know what we should do for Steve and Michael is do a see you next Tuesday, just so we can get into that thing you got in the mail.
Yeah. Do you want... All right. I'm just going to mention it. One of our fantastic listeners goes by the name of Ben. I don't know if he wants us to mention his full name, so I'll just leave it at Ben. Ben has sent us some beer from Arizona. It is currently sitting in a packing box in my fridge.
Just in case there's a note or something, and for the surprise factor.
I cannot wait to open this on air, see what's inside. The box is pretty hefty, and I want to drink that shit while we're recording. Whether it be our next episode or, a see you next Tuesday or whatever, I can't wait to try that shit. So, Ben, thank you so much for sending us some stuff out of Arizona. And
yeah, I'm definitely excited.
Yeah. Coming back from Harry Potter world, I'm a little numb emotionally because nothing can really top that except for a box of unopened beer sitting in my fridge. Because you can't have nerd culture without beer, am I right?
You are right.
All right. As always, that leads us into our topic today. I don't know how as always applies here, but it's kind of this time.
Well, you know what? It leading into the episode this week, but there's a fun fact about it that leads into what we're supposed to do next week.
Okay. What is that?
This was described as a children's version of American Gladiators.
Oh shit, spoiler alert. I believe it though.
It's also based off of Indiana Jones. I didn't know I was supposed to fill that space.
I don't know, I didn't read as much as you did. Yeah. I watched a show and I took a shitload of notes.
Sweet.
Let's play a game. If you as the listener at this point... Never mind. It's going to be the episode title. Never mind.
That's a fun game.
Who can guess what we're covering without looking the show title? Go! That's perfect. Hilarious. We should just have Brian name this game show episode 2.
Well, then we could have started out the episode with the questions.
And that would be smart.
So guess what?
You know what's funny? It never... Like, I never have as noisy of vehicles as I have driving past my house until we're recording.
Yeah, I know. I've been to your house. It's really quiet. I mean, microphone's just really good.
No, like, these diesel dicks driving by are shaking my bed.
Nice. You usually gotta pay a quarter for that.
Right? That makes me think of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Anyways.
And vacation.
Oh, yeah. That's a good callback.
We've done both of those.
What we are talking about today, guys, is Legends of the Hidden Temple. Oh, yeah.
Do you want to talk about the positives or what I didn't like first?
Do you want to start with when the show came out real quick and then we'll jump into the other stuff?
Sure.
Okay. So just give a little history if you could, and then we'll jump into the, then I'd say we jump into the dislikes and then the likes.
No, we should start with likes.
Okay.
That makes more sense for the timeline.
Okay, sounds good.
Not even joking, because there's one thing I really hated about it.
All right, can't wait to get there.
So, this blew my mind when I found this out.
Okay.
This show started in 1993, and it ended in 1995.
I feel like, in my childhood, that's a lie.
That's what I'm thinking.
I feel like that show ran for like 6 years.
Well,
I mean, clearly it didn't, but how many episodes did it have?
120.
Three
seasons. 40 episodes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they had a new episode almost every week. That makes sense. Okay, I believe it.
Yeah, but so you got to think, I was coming home from kindergarten, you were coming home from first grade.
Yep.
And guess what? This show wasn't on. It came on Saturday nights.
Wow.
From 93 to 95. And then, as Nickelodeon would so bless us, from 1999 to 2007, it was on... Oh, wait, I think I'm in the wrong spot.
It was on Nickelodeon Guts?
It was on Gas.
Oh, Gas. Nice. Oh, wow. I don't know why I said Guts. Guts is the TV show. Gas was the Game and Sports Network, I think, for Nickelodeon.
Yep.
Because they had Nick Arcade at 5 in the morning. I remember that. I used to wake up for that.
Nice. Where is it? Wish I had read this and held on to it more.
Hey, but it's that 9.9%er, homie.
Yeah, that's true, too. But, like, so it recorded from 93 to 95.
Yeah.
But then, like, 90, like, 7, I think. I think might have said that, too. But immediately afterwards, you said it was on for a long time.
Yeah.
With the same 120 episodes. I can't find it right now, but basically, as soon as it got shut down, they started rerunning it.
Wow. Like, literally from episode one on?
I think so, but then they, like, just continued to play it.
Yeah. Fuck it. That's probably, I mean, that probably filled in all the gaps for all the shows that I didn't watch. Because I didn't catch that show the nights that they came out. I catch, like, the reruns and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, and then it was on, like, weeknights, so.
Yeah, so, like, those 120 episodes or whatever, those probably filled out, like, 6 years of my life. With, like, a new episode all the time. So that makes sense. Yeah. Dude, that's pretty cool. I loved the rockin' intro to this show. The music was a lot of fun.
Yeah, but the video was super cheesy, oh my god.
Yeah.
Where I think I gotta get my nostalgia glasses fixed.
Where it comes through the jungle and ends on Olmec.
Yeah.
Welcome to Legends of the Hidden Temple. Yeah, you do need to get your nostalgia glasses fixed for anything that doesn't involve John Candy.
Whoa. All that shit holds up.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I kind of backed myself into a wall on that one. I can't even come back to that.
Yeah.
All right, so you wanted to get into the stuff you like first.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Okay. So do you want to just go through the stuff you like, or do you want me to go through like an average show? Because I have a bunch of notes on the show that I watched today, which is, get this, it is Legend of the Pearl Necklace.
Yes, I did not see that one.
I thought that was super fitting for our show.
Watched some of the Mummy Hand one, nice. The Trojan Horseshoe.
Okay.
And I forget what the first one was.
All right. So I'm going to do a quick run through of the show, because these notes will be super fast to go through.
That's fine, because this is one of the things I like the most.
Is going through the show?
Was how the show is set up.
Oh, yeah. I love that as well. So it starts with the music, obviously, and Kirk Fogg riding that rope in every episode. Dude, I think that made me want to just, like, go to a jungle gym that had ropes all the time when I was a little kid, because he made that look fun. So each show is set around a different relic, such as the necklace that I just mentioned. And that relic's going to be placed in the temple that whichever team is left at the end of the show, we'll get to run through the temple and go through the maze and all that stuff to try to get it, retrieve it, and get out.
Who owned this pearl necklace?
It's the pearl necklace of Gwalior.
Ah, should have been ZZ Top.
So
it's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite songs of theirs. Pearl necklace.
So this is it's an elimination style gameplay that starts with six teams of two. And it starts off with the six teams having to make it across the boat in various ways. The first four people to make it across and fulfill the requirements of getting across the moat move on to the first round. Now, the team that got eliminated, they get prizes for losing, like, miserably. My team got a team of Skechers.
It was the downfall of America.
Yeah, this everybody is where got a prize. Losers got prizes.
I think my favorite prize I saw, actually, was a gift certificate to Fashion Bug.
What I loved is 90% of the 90% of the prizes on my show were shoes.
Yes.
I thought it was hilarious. So the one I watched had a wobbly bridge. No one could fall or put the hands on the bridge or you had to restart. I thought that was pretty cool. So it's like it's fast-paced skill slash like coordination-based activities. So it made like every challenge really fun to watch because it never lasted. You know, it's 60 seconds for each challenge, and it's like very fast-paced. It's more fast-paced than Double Dare, and it was a lot more varied than Double Dare. And I thought that that was a lot of fun to move from Double Dare to this. I actually would have been disappointed if we went from this to Double Dare. Because I think I would not have been as high up on Double Dare as I was if we started with this show.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So, those four teams move on to Olmec telling the legend of whatever relic is there. Now, this legend comes complete with sketches for the viewers, and it's got voice actors and everything. And the teams have to listen to the story. Now, as Olmec tells the story, he's going to be pulling from the story for the questions that follow this. So he finishes the tale, and the team has to group up at this set of stairs. There's four steps, so that means three questions. And Olmec starts asking questions that come straight from the story. Now, you can buzz in right away, anytime you want, and answer the question. But the thing is Olmec might be looking for something specific, so if you buzz in too early and miss the multiple choice, you just fucked yourself. So, at the end of this, there's only going to be two teams left. So, two teams have to get three questions right. If you fuck up, nothing happens. The other team just has an opportunity. From there, it moves into the Temple Games. The losers of the step game got Hush Puppy Shoes. Do you remember Hush Puppy Shoes?
No.
Shoes for any occasion. Hush Puppies.
Oh, so Crocs.
I guess. It had like a pair of sports shoes, and then it had like a pair of hiking boots kind of shingled on top of it, like a cafe might set up their sandwiches.
Nice.
It was kind of weird. Yeah, it was kind of weird. So they went from Skechers to Hush Puppies. Apparently Hush Puppies are the better brand. And I don't even think... Have you seen those? They're not around, right?
No, I do not think so.
If anybody knows, let us know on social media. So basically at this point, you get to meet the two teams, and at this point, I kind of chuckled because in my head, Kirk Fogg lists off the likes of the two teams' partners,
yeah.
You know, what they're into, and all I could think of was, wow, this sounds exactly like the I like section of a Playboy spread.
You know what I really enjoyed?
Long walks on the beach.
In order to audition for this show, you either had to be within so far of Orlando, just so they knew you'd be there, and it made it easier for them, but you also had to be between 11 and 14.
That's very specific.
And so he asks these kids, hey, how are you? What's your name? Where are you from? I'm 15. And he was just like, huh? He was so shocked to hear that number.
That happened on your episode?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's amazing. So after they introduce you to the team members, it gets into the temple games. And this is where they play for pendants of life. There's three different games, and the first two games are for a half a pendant. And you basically, once you get into the temple, you have to have a full pendant to get a free life in the temple, which we'll cover, you know, in a couple of minutes. And the third game is for a full pendant. So these were really fun and really varied. This is another time that I'll make, you know, a comparison to Double Dare. Double Dare, there's only so much you can do on this flat game stage, you know, whatever props you have in hand. This, they kind of went all out, man. Like, the first one I watched, they had 60 seconds for one team member to run, jump at a rope wall, climb the rope wall, knock out a brick, climb down, and repeat until they were either all gone or time ran out and they had the most.
Sweet. The first one I watched was about Davy Crockett. They had to climb the Alamo and put the flags in.
Oh, yeah. That's something I forgot to mention. Each one of these temple games is, like, Almec continues the story and, like, dives deeper into it for each game. And whatever game there is relates back to that story. And I thought that was cool. Like, this one was finding the secret block in a wall, and so they had to knock the blocks out. Now, to put into perspective how hard this one was, I was watching. I don't think I could have done any better than these guys did in 60 seconds. They knocked out 3 out of 12 blocks.
Weak.
Dude, it was like these guys were getting their legs stuck in the rope wall. It looked tough as hell. And I think I could only do better because I'm probably like a foot and a half taller than them at like 11 or 12.
Perfect.
But they tied to get a half pennant. Now, the next one was they had to grab onto this log. It got shook. It was like riding a horse. Each time they fell off, the other person got a point. And the third one was for a whole pennant, which is one person was climbing a wall, and the other was launching these Velcro balls, which were supposed to be cannonballs, at the other person that was climbing the wall. They catch it, stick it to the wall. You know, most balls on the wall wins, or, you know, until time runs out.
You gotta go balls to the wall.
Gotta go balls to the wall. Whoever has the most pendants of life goes to the temple. Now, Almec, how do you say his name?
Almec
gives tips right off the bat for a route to get to the room and the puzzles that lay ahead. Each room has a puzzle or traps, you know, involving temple guards. And usually if you screw up a puzzle, there's a temple guard. Now, if you get a temple guard, you can turn in a pendant for an extra life. Otherwise, it's the other your teammate's turn, and they have to run through all the rooms again and continue where you started. You only have 3 minutes to do this, and this is a large set, guys. Like, each room is it's substantial, right?
Right.
I was waiting to see if you were paying attention to that.
I don't know if you're asking me or the listeners.
Nah,
I hope they all did the same thing with the pause in time. Like, yeah. I remember this show.
Now, in this, man, I thought this was really cool. I really liked this part of the thing, but it looked... dude, this is hard as fuck. Like, I feel like it is way easier to win at Double Dare accidentally than it is to win at this on purpose.
Yeah, they went pretty ham with the temple run.
Like, this is hard. And, like, the prizes have conditions, which is pretty cool. Like, even if you don't get the relic, you get a prize. If you get the relic but don't get out, you get a second prize. And to get, like, the ultimate prize, which on my show was a South Carolina island resort trip.
Lame, my people got to go to the Bahamas.
Oh. Your team was so much luckier. You had to get the relic and escape within the 3 minutes. Dude. The girl didn't even get the relic in mine.
What a loser.
I know. The boy on the outside was just like, what the fuck? Are you serious?
I want to know if they were friends or you just get paired up with a random person when you show up.
That's a good question. I have no idea.
I was unable to find that answer. I'm kind of upset.
You know what brought back super memories of this show? Or it tickled my nostalgia brain? I don't know what the phrase is, but the Shrine of the Silver Monkey. Dude, soon as he said that, I was like, fuck yes. And I never realized as a kid why that puzzle's so hard. Did you notice why it's so hard?
Because the monkey's gotta be facing forward.
Yes, and you're looking at it from behind. Like, as a kid, I was like, why is that even hard? These guys should get it. And as I was watching, I'm like, man, that looks hard as fuck.
Would you get dumber?
No. Dude, imagine, like, you're doing a puzzle from behind where you can't see it. You gotta literally have this great spatial awareness to know exactly how you're holding it and then flip it around and put it down. That takes a lot of time.
I scored perfect on the ASVAB score in that section, okay?
Well, my spatial awareness is through the roof, but I still think that for like an 11 or 12 year old, that's gotta be balls to the balls hard.
Well, then they shouldn't go in that room. And they all go in that room.
They all do. I think they're all just marks for that room. But anyways, that's basically how a show goes. And I really, really, really like the layout of this show.
Me too.
So, me too. I know you got a bunch of stuff written down or typed out or whatever that you like. And I'd love to pass it on to you.
Yeah, because I make notes before we record. You're hilarious.
I meant mental notes.
Oh, those I kind of make. I really like how they made the teams different with the animals and the shirts.
Do you have list of the teams?
What?
Do you have a list of the teams?
Yeah, man. Why wouldn't I?
Fuck yeah. This was my favorite part, and it's going to tie into a question that I'm going to ask after.
All right. So, yeah, the Red Jaguars. I think they won every episode I watched. The Blue Barracudas, the Green Monkeys, the Orange Iguanas, the Purple Parrots, and the Silver Snakes.
Yes.
Here's my question.
Okay.
Why the hell did they actually need to put the colors into the team names and say them every time?
Because as I think that appealed more to a younger person. Like, you get attached to different colors. Like, for me, I don't think it was exactly like the animal that was on the shirt. I like to root for the color that I liked most.
I also think it's because you can't tell what the animals are because they were
well designed Aztec on the painting. Front. Yeah, for sure.
But we, you said the first part is the moat.
Yes, the moat.
That was good stuff. There's nothing I like seeing more than children pitted against each other.
It's like the Hunger Games, but less people died.
Yeah. Weak-ass shit.
Now that I mention it, like, could you imagine a crossover between Legends of the Hidden Temple and Hunger Games? Take all of my money.
That'd be pretty sick.
I would fucking watch that. Even if it included, like, never mind.
Go on.
I was going to say, even if, like, children were really dying. But, I mean, like, I thought about it. I'm like, no, I wouldn't watch that.
Now, can they... Let's go ahead and make this game up. Do they get to kill each other all the way through the temple until one of them gets the relic, or...
I was thinking, like, you could sabotage the other person through each of these challenges, and instead of, like, in this one, like, where it's the first four teams to make it across, it's the four teams that survive.
Oh, gotcha.
And so, basically, it would be a team thing. So, like, if you saw, like, a silver snake go down, you just fucking, you would set your sights on the other silver snake, because clearly you want your team in there, and you want a team eliminated. It'd be pretty vicious and cutthroat.
It's pretty badass.
Every time you get a question right, you get to kneecap another person.
Well, I was thinking the steps of knowledge would have to be something different.
No. Here's the thing. If you get a question right, you have to be willing and able to kill the other team.
You just get to turn around and whack somebody?
Yes.
That's awesome. Congratulations, you got the question right. Pick a team. The Orange Iguanas. Boom! Sniped.
It's fucking awful. Oh, god. Okay, as you're talking about the moat. Okay, back to the moat.
Yeah, I would probably drown the kid next to me if I was in this show.
Oh my god, this show, like, literally only one person makes it to the temple.
Well, yeah.
Like, how funny would that be? Like, as the third challenge, you have to play against your own teammate that you've been playing with the whole time.
Yeah.
And whoever wins, whoever wins has to kill the other person.
So, I know next month, probably the last week or the first week in June, we're doing our episode on the new Friday the 13th game.
Yes. But fucking awesome.
I was just thinking to myself, if we go along with this, what we're doing.
Yeah.
Do you know how funny it would be? Because we didn't talk about this yet, but one of the temple guards just comes out, and if you don't pull up with a pendant up fast enough, just, dude, axes you right, right in the dome piece.
Dude, just, like,
yeah. Spear right through the throat.
Oh my god. Like, is it bad that I want this show? Even if it's just a movie, I want to see, like, I want to see somebody turn this into a really fucked up movie.
Right? I mean, like, they made a movie last year, but it's probably not as good as we're describing.
What movie are you talking about?
The Legend of the Hidden Temple.
Oh. I haven't seen it. I heard it's awful.
I like the trailer.
Oh. I didn't even see the trailer. So I have zero to go on.
Nice. But yeah, the moat I saw, they had to work as a team to stand on a lily pad and grab all the ropes and go across.
Yeah.
And if your knee touched, you had to go back. If you fall off, you had to go back. If you missed a rope, you had to go back.
That sounds like a pretty interesting episode. Yeah, I like the variety. Like, our shows, I feel like we're completely different.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, in Double Dare, you always see a lot of the same elements or the same style of something going on.
Yeah.
Through pretty much every episode. So the variety in this show was great.
I like the steps of knowledge. I had a couple kids who didn't answer any questions.
My orange monkey, orange iguanas, orange monkeys,
orange
whichever,
iguanas.
Did not even buzz in once.
That was my green monkeys.
Like, literally, just fucking jump on that thing and guess. Like, you're just literally standing there, just like, in our game show, they would have been fucking dead. They would have been saved for the last team to kill, because they ain't getting shit right. Kill off the team that's doing all right. Like, we're coming for you, bitch.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, now that we can move on to the temple games... In both our version and the real version.
Yeah.
mine was pretty exciting. Like I said, there was the Alamo one where they had to put the flags up.
What were they playing for?
Davy Crockett's raccoon that turned itself in paw or something crazy. Oh, no, Davy Crockett's...
It's not even a cat?
No, his collar.
That's weird.
I have no idea.
I would have thought it would be... Davy Crockett's raccoon hat.
Right? That makes sense. After that, they had to, like, go through some tunnel thing. I forget why. And then... Okay. The last one was climbing a wall. Another wall.
Hmm.
But I was just thinking. So, like, for our episode... there was one where they had to, like... Like, they're, like, doing the tunnel thing. Instead of filling it with boxes, you fill it with nails.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you do something crazy like that, and then whoever survives.
Oh, man. Dude, you could use the other kids as, like, mats.
Well, no, because you got your own separate chute.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I know what you're saying. It drops you into the pit?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I got what you're talking about. Oh, man, that could be pretty cool. Like, as the, like the more we talk about this, the more fucked up it becomes, but the more I want to watch it.
Yeah, buddy. So then...
Guys, if there's anybody out there who's really into, like, making movies, let us know if you want to take this on.
Yeah. Animated or not, whatever.
Yeah, I would watch the shit out of an animated version. I'd feel way less about kids dying.
That's why I made that an option.
Animators, this is an open call.
But then you get the sweet 12-room temple run.
Dude, it seems like there's more than 12 rooms in there. Like, Almec, literally, when he was going through his route in my version, it seemed like he went in for like 4 minutes straight. Of like, then you're going to go into the warrior's room where you're going to try on coats of armor, and then you got to yell out a spell, and then the iron monkey, and then like fucking 15 more things just before they got out. It was crazy. That's
because every room has its own unique personality.
That's true. And I really, really, really like that about this. Like, each room felt like it looked like it was the size of like my kitchen.
Right?
So I can appreciate that. That was pretty cool.
What I really enjoyed is, what was I going to say? It was, the show. I probably could have said this at the beginning in the history section, but okay. Originally was, like, brought out as an idea to be a haunted house.
Really?
Yeah, so it would have been, like, the same exact show, but in a haunted house.
I would watch that.
Yeah, so instead of, like, I forget, like, and then they would just scare you. Or something, so then somebody threw out the idea of this Indiana Jones-esque theme.
Huh.
And they ran with that instead.
I like it. That's pretty cool.
Huh. Yep. What's your favorite room besides the Silver Monkey? The Shrine of the Silver Monkey.
I like the tree room.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like the tree room where you have to go in there and you gotta reach inside the tree and try to find a key, but 9 times out of 10, every time you reach inside that tree, it was a fucking...
You pick the temple guard.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, pretty much every time. I would have been so fucked in that, because, like, every time I watch that show, and I'm like, I pick that tree. They go straight for it, and they get fucked.
Yeah, buddy.
I mean, not literally fucked, but, you know how it do.
Well, that's funny, because you're coming up to my dislike real quick.
Okay. I know what your dislike is going to be.
Can no,
I
guess? You don't. Or,
can I guess?
Not yet. We're not there.
Okay.
Still talking about how I like the show.
Okay. Do you have more likes?
No, that's pretty much it. Just basically the whole show.
You fucker. All right, so I got a question before your dislikes.
Okay.
When you were watching the show as a kid, I assume you watched this as a kid.
Yeah, I'll try to put myself back there.
Or even as you're watching now, I'm assuming that it was the same answer whether or not you're a kid or not. Which team did you want to be on? Ooh. What was your favorite team to root for?
Blue's my favorite color.
So the Barracudas?
Yeah, but Barracudas suck.
Okay.
I'd probably have to
gotta find the perfect combination of color and animal in this
show. I know. Because, there's half the teams had alliteration, so huge bonus.
Okay.
But I think I'd go with the Silver Snakes.
That was my favorite team. 100%. 100%. I love blue. Blue's my favorite color. But Silver Snakes, Silver's kind of edgy. Snakes are cool. I loved it. That was my favorite. Barracudas, I could live without.
Well, if we go back to our version, you also got to be willing to, you know, snake somebody, so.
Oh, yeah.
It works for both shows.
Anyone who's on the Silver Snakes is a total Slytherin, and they could fuck some people up.
Mm-hmm.
Makes some sense. Sorry, Stephen Michael, if you didn't get that.
Zing.
Bazinga. All right, so that's going to lead us into stuff that you don't like. And do you have any before I can take a guess as to what you don't like about the temple?
Oh, no, it's the one.
Okay. I want to say that it is actively set up to make the other team fail. And there are too many places for a team to get fucked over in this with the random placement of the guards.
No, that was not it.
Okay, that's what I disliked.
Because every show I watched, I only ever ran into the two guards, so...
Oh.
You got the pendant and the takeaway, and then they took the same route, And they were basically only a room away, so they got it, and then all the guards and the doors opened. The guards went away, and the doors opened.
Well, the thing I hated most was, it was like some rooms weren't based on skill at all. It was just getting lucky as to what you picked.
Yeah, that's like the tree room.
Yeah, like the tree room. Because it's like, I would prefer this temple if every room was all skill-based.
Yeah.
But that what is
more,
your dislike?
That would make it more fun.
Yeah. So what was your dislike?
My dislike would have to be the host of the show from start to finish.
You don't like Kirk?
No, not at all.
He kind of gives that rapey vibe.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I
was wondering if you caught that too.
Are you kidding me? I watched the first one and I was like, I'm going to shut this off before it gets to the end again.
Dude, before...
That is the worst interaction of people I have ever seen in my life. He that is so creepy after those kids win.
He... Oh, you watch a show where they won?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Dude, my team lost and he like started rubbing the shoulder of the boy. It was fucking weird, dude.
Pretty much.
So, yeah, I can, I can get behind that. Like, he's charismatic, but he's fucking creepy.
Yeah.
So, I would take Mark Summers all day long over him.
True, true.
Like, if Mark Summers joined this, that would be the perfect mashup. I would cast Mark Summers as our host in our Legends of Hidden Temple meets, Hunger Games meets Saw.
I would not.
Show. Who would you cast?
Sean Connery.
What about...
It'd be simply amazing.
What about... I can't William think of Shatner? His fucking name. No, who's the guy that was in that... he played Bane. Batman.
No idea.
He was in that MMA movie. Fuck. This is gonna drive me nuts.
Cool.
He's from England, and he's got a thick... English accent, and I think he'd be fucking awesome.
I like it.
Do you have anything to add to the show, or can we move on to some voicemails?
I would have liked to be on it.
Yeah. I would have liked to. Oh, we gotta rate the show.
Yeah, we do.
We're really bad at that. Like, we just kind of, like, transition.
Hey, it's what we do.
Okay. All right, all right. Do you have a rating system set up in your head, God, or shall I start?
God, I don't.
Okay.
I got a couple whizzing around up there.
Okay.
I don't like them yet.
All right.
Sean.
Okay, Mitch.
If you were going to rate this show simply on the gameplay, like the way it's set up, on a scale of 1 to a bowl of temple guards, how many Mayan temple guards would you give it?
I'd give this 24 temple Mayan guards.
Nice.
I think this was, gameplay-wise, this was a lot of fun to watch. This was, I would have loved to have been on this show, strictly because I would have loved to have, like, played all of the obstacles.
Yep.
And I think I would have kicked some ass. I'm going to go same question, but Mitch, on a scale of 1 to a bowl of questionable relics of the sexual nature, how would you rate this show strictly based upon the gameplay nature?
Going to have to give it a 25 out of 27. Questionable, sexually oriented relics.
Such as a pearl necklace.
Yes. Like a pearl necklace.
Yes. Fantastic. Wow. You rated that relatively high, and I honestly cannot wait to see where your ratings continue through these game shows, because as we've already spoiler alerted people as to next week's, we still have another couple of shows to go through.
Yeah, but... We got surprises lined up for next week.
We do. We do have a surprise. As you guys will notice, we lied last week. We didn't have a surprise this week. Our schedules just did not match up with my flight back into town and me not wanting to fucking do anything last night. Dude, I literally got home last night. I hadn't slept since Monday morning. It's Wednesday now. Fourth ball, whatever. So by last night, Tuesday night, I'd been up for like literally like 38 hours. I fell asleep at 7 and I woke up at 5 in the morning to the pan that I put on my stove to boil water just literally red hot, empty, just burning on my stove.
That's not good for it.
No, it's not good for it. So that's how tired I was. But since we had a lost episode that's never going to air, we have some voicemails that we have to go through.
Yeah, we do. We have
time for that.
Yeah, we got some time. I always got time for voicemails.
Then if you got time and I got time, I got one pulled up, and let's listen to it right now.
So, hey, Nerdy Thursday. I just finished the Double Dare episode, and I was wondering what your favorite obstacle was. Because you mentioned a lot of them, but you never really said what your favorite obstacle was. And for me, it was the giant nose that looked like a pair of oversized Groucho Marx glasses, just because the concept of picking this giant nose was really silly. And then the other thing I was going to ask, I completely forgot. So, hey.
Sorry,
well, Connor. Oh, yeah, now I remember. What's the dumbest thing that you've ever said, hey, Google, and, you know, and then just ask it something really stupid or silly? Like, you ever ask it, hey, Google, read me a bedtime story, or, you know, or talk dirty to me, because I think that would be really funny. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. I gotta get back to work. Bye.
Dude, I completely forgot that we answered this question on the episode that will never air.
Yeah.
And I'm actually really glad that we get to answer it again.
Me too, because I'm going to steal your answer.
You cocksucker.
No,
for the second one, I'm assuming.
I do have to agree. I love picking bugs.
Okay.
So it'd be really fun to do the oversized one. I don't understand why everybody always laid down to get up underneath there. What?
The one that I watched, you watched the one with Danny Tamborelli, right?
Yeah.
That motherfucker was digging for like 20 minutes. That's why you get underneath. That guy was hugging the nose while fucking sticking his hand up in there.
I guess. I'd use my whole arm as a booger hook like he was.
Yeah, but it took him so long because he wasn't looking. He was being dumb about it.
I guess. Hmm. But my favorite besides that one would have to be probably the icy trike.
That's a good one. That's the one where it's like on a slick surface, right?
Yeah, and you try to can't pedal it. You got to kind of like swim it across, and it just looks ridiculous.
I like it.
Yours?
I like it. Mine, my favorite one was pretty much any one that involved a giant sandwich that you had to dig through to find the flag, because it was always, no matter what, when you saw that sandwich, you know that that was going to be the tensest part of that entire challenge, because someone's digging through that fucking sandwich for like 20 seconds. You're like, go, go, go. But they always, 90% of the time, works all the time, they always found the flag.
Yeah, I was going to steal that from you, but say the pancakes.
Nice. That's another one that's exactly...
It's, you know, the same they thing. Were all they just in use the different same, food.
Exactly. And that's kind of what I was referring to earlier in this episode, where it was like, you pretty much have the same thing every time. They just changed the way you're looking at it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you get that a lot in Legend of the Hidden Temple, but we literally watched two random shows that were completely different. But yeah, I think that's my favorite. The other one was, I like the one that they had to climb up and slide through the one that had like rainbow colored paint down it and just got covered in like all of this gross paint and grab the flag at the end. Strictly because that's very visually appealing.
Nice. And answer the second question from our caller, which was Kanaha. Thank you for calling in.
Yep.
I think I can't remember the answer, so that's what I'm trying to do. I asked Siri for a pickup line and then attempted to use it at a bar.
Did it work?
It did not.
Ugh.
Siri's worthless to me.
Mine. It's funny because the first time we recorded, this was literally the day after I said this. So, when we got this call and we recorded the first time, like, literally, I had just Googled this the night before. And I'm going to do it live for everybody. Okay, Google. What is a mangina?
According to Wiktionary, noun, mangina. A man with a pronounced feminine side or a weak masculine side. A homosexual or bisexual man's anus and rectum.
What's really funny is that when I did that the first time, it was completely different than what I got for an answer the night before. And this is completely different than the answer I got the first time we recorded.
That's insane.
That's hilarious. Thank you, Kanaha, for giving us a call. As always, it's fun to answer your voicemails. And I've got only one more, but this one is coming in from Steve and Michael.
Wait a minute. We answered this one too, right? I don't remember.
No, this is new.
Okay. And that's the only new one we have?
Yeah, it's weird.
People are slacking.
Brian is dropping the ball. Phil, dropping the ball. Fish lips. What's up?
Just didn't like our answers.
Sure.
You know what?
What?
Steve and Michael did call in.
He did.
But I think Ben's moving up the ladder pretty quick.
Uh-oh. Why?
Because he's mailed us a package of deliciousness.
What? Do you have it at your house and you didn't tell me about this?
What are you talking about?
He mailed us a package?
Ben? Yeah.
Oh, wow. Why did I think you said Brian?
Because you're a moron.
Wow. I don't know. Okay.
On to Stephen
Michael.
I am
not cutting that out. But hey, Ben, you're quickly moving up the ladder. Jesus.
Lots of bees.
Yeah, lots of bees. All right, here we go.
Hey, Nerdy Thursday. It's your number one undisputed fan, Stephen Michael from Facebook.
Don't know about that.
Not going to lie, we just disputed that.
Checking in with you guys. May or may not have had a couple things to drink. Anyways.
Nice. Seven beverages.
Finally seen the Power Rangers movie. And it was pretty good. Not as good as your episode, though. Gotta say. Not a huge Power Rangers fan, but it was cool to take my daughter to go see it. Anyways, I'm kind of torn between your new guest, Skip. Kind of sounds like a tool bag. Since she's disputing my number one fanship. However, I think she's kind of cool because she's got an Xbox and so do I. And that's pretty sweet. So, yep. Anyways, looking forward to the next South Park episode review. Definitely sit around waiting for that every week. It was pretty awesome when you guys do those. Remember those guys?
Yep, I remember.
Yeah. Anyways. If I remember that I did this, I won't call again. Later.
Nice. Oh, man. Can I just say that the Power Rangers movie, in your eyes, Stephen Michael, must not be very good at all if you thought that three drunken people around Mike's rambling was better than the movie. Because that is... I am surprised at the amount of people who gave us positive feedback to that episode. Because believe me, I spent 3 hours editing it, and I didn't even want to put it out.
That's probably why. All the hard work you put into it.
I guess.
Your blister fingers. Because
that was a mess. I also appreciate how many times Stephen Michael called Skip she throughout that entire phone call. That was hilarious.
You know, just a little friendly banter.
Skip, I heard Brian was going to call in on your defense, and on your half like 2 weeks ago, and he didn't because he had some words for Stephen Michael. But Brian, where's your call at, bro? You got nothing. You ain't laying nothing down.
I know Brian's got an Xbox too, so there might have to be a throwdown here.
Yeah. Don't. I'm just saying, Brian, you're really dropping the ball here. Okay. South Park episodes.
Uh-huh.
What are you thinking?
I was having fun with them.
I could get into it again.
And I think we're also doing a lot better job not getting on track. Blazingly hammered and making it easier to edit.
I literally only have to edit this because of the fucking cars driving by my house.
Yeah, buddy.
And that right there, sure, the minute I take my phone off of mute to play phone calls, in come the fucking text messages. You inconsiderate pricks. Just kidding. But yeah, know what I would like to do? I'd like to reach out to my cousin to see if he could do a theme song for See You Next Tuesday. Because that's another thing. I don't want that show to have the same theme song as this show.
Ooh.
And I think that my cousin Jordan might be able to whip something up real quick.
Yeah, he likes dirty words and...
He does.
Acronyms.
And I'm sure that See You Next Tuesday would fucking have him in stitches.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a lot of fun today.
Me too.
This is great. This is really fun to be back into a scheduled show as opposed to as much fun as last week was just going through those questions. It was nice to get out a nice quality, almost hour and a half show that everyone's going to enjoy and have a lot of fun with.
And if you want to continue that fun, find us on Facebook.
Find us on Twitter. Find us on Instagram. We're all Nerdy Thursday. The only difference is Instagram is nerdy_Thursday. We also have a Discord channel, which a lot of different people are joining. We have a bunch of people from Tadpog. If you listen to them, I've got a couple of people from Two Dudes and a Ness. I think we have a couple of people from Experience Grind. So it's kind of like a smorgasbord of podcasts that all have the same sense of humor. A lot of great people in there. And you can join us while we play Switch games, while we play PS4. We'll be looking for Switch games. We have voice channels. And it's a great big community of really awesome people. So hit us up on any of those social medias if you're looking for the Discord link. I'll be more than happy to send it right along to you. It takes me 2 seconds to get that to you. So hit us up on that. We'd love to get you in there and interacting with us. Send us some questions. Talk about beer, games, whatever.
Better yet, call us and talk about those things.
Absolutely.
Our number's 413-418-0076. You know what's amazing?
What's that?
It's probably been 12 years since I had to remember a phone number. And I can spit that one out like that every time.
That's amazing. And it's really easy to remember. Like, the only thing that I personally have to remember is the 418. Because that's an area code, or not an area code, but like the prefix that I've never really heard before. But yeah. 0076 is the easiest number in the entire world for me to remember. Because I'm from an age where numbers match up with letters. And I'm from an age where texting wasn't on the screen that had the whole QWERTY keyboard. You actually had to type like 333 to get like an E.
True. So,
0076 is 00SM as in Sean and Mitch. So guys, add that to your phone. Brian Betts, man coming in clutch all the time. He may be dropping the balls on the phone calls, Dr. Seuss motherfucker, but he is not dropping the ball on our logos. This man is coming out with fucking awesome stuff every single week, and we are indebted to you, homie. Hopefully you're getting your mic in soon. And we can get a couple more episodes with you. That'd be a lot of fun. But before I get to my main shout out, iTunes, whatever you're listening to us on, go ahead give us a rating. You don't even have to type anything. You can if you want. Like, I love getting the written reviews, but just give us a rating. Give us a 5-star. Boost that shit up. We got hundreds of listeners every week, and the amount of iTunes reviews does not reflect that. So the more likes we get, or not the more likes, I don't know why I keep saying that. This isn't Facebook, but the more reviews that we like get on there, it's going to put us in front of other people, and it's going to grow our community, and we're going to get bigger, and it's going to be, you know, we're going to be able to put out more and more and more and more content. Not that we're, you know, shutting down, but the See You Next Tuesdays, you know, those can make a big comeback. But as always,
do us another favor. Check out our friend, Cowabunga Breakfast. He does our theme song, The Invention of Nerdy Thursday.
Absolutely.
He's at, is it bandcamp.cowabungabreakfast.com?
Cowabungabreakfast.bandcamp.com. Guys, he is a world record holder. He is a speedrunner. He is a Twitch partner. This motherfucker does it all. You can find his music there. Drop him a couple bucks if you like what he does. You can also go to his Twitch page, twitch.tv/glitchcat7. Give him a subscribe if you like what he does. He's a super chill dude. Literally just wants to hang out with people. He's not one of those bros that's just like trying to be all macho and stuff. He's a regular, ordinary dude who's amazing at speedrun, or who's amazing at playing games, and he's a relatable guy. I do not regret ever giving him $5 a month for my subscription at all. Like, I support him with every breath that I have. He's an awesome guy. And if you like what he does, check out the other things that he does in terms of, you know, music, what he does on Twitch. So, yeah, that's about all I have today, homie.
Me too.
All right. Well, until next week.
Keep it.
Oh, wait. Nerdy. What?
I wasn't ready. All right, I'm ready now.
Okay. Keep it nerdy. I hate you. I really do.
I'm glad this is wrapped up. I'm gonna go get laid.
In 1952, the world was a darker place. There were only 6 days in the week, not 7 like we know today. And everybody walked around wearing clothes that were painted gray. And they were sad almost all the time. Yeah, they were. And back in 1952, there were 6 days in the week. You could never know which day was the one for you, but I do. In 1965, somebody became alive, and they had a great idea to make a brand new day. It was called Nerdy Thursday, and it was a day for all the people across the world who played D&D and Magic the Gathering and had LAN parties, and it was their very own day for them. The world was big and cruel, and cold and gray and sad, but Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad, because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds, and they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man